I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Noon hour is here. Check it out. And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, Kurt Lloyd wanted me to tell you, God bless, man.
Our good friend Kurt Thomas is here. We're live at Jimmy's Flowers up in Layton. Let's go, folks.
The hot spot.
It is Operation Don't Screw Up Valentine's Day. And we want you to make sure that your Valentine's Day is phenomenal this year. We don't want you to screw it up. We don't want bad things to happen to you. We want you to make sure that you have a spectacular day. And there is one way to make that happen. It is stopping by at one of the three Jimmy's Flowers locations. We're here in Layton. There's one in Bountiful. There's another one in Ogden. Get that flower order in so that on Valentine's Day, you wake up that morning and be like, I got it taken care of.
Yeah, it's all done.
Yep.
If you haven't run some special ops yet and found out what your significant other's favorite flower is, do that. If you don't know what your significant other's favorite flower is, you've dropped the ball to this point, but you can still pick it up, and you could still make it past into the end zone. Just figure out what her favorite flower is, and they will organize a bouquet that is specialized and specific to her love.
Yep.
Maybe it's colors. Maybe it's not a flower. Maybe it's whites and yellows, or maybe it's reds and purples. They can build the colors out, and they got the baby's breath that fills in all the empty areas, and they can throw in different leaves and tulips and petunias and whatever you're looking for.
So my wife's a big tulip fan.
She likes tulips.
What else can you name?
It is a chrysanthemum.
Yeah, there you go.
Lilac.
Gerber daisies.
Don't make up things, Lloyd. Don't appreciate you making things up.
Gerber baby? Is that what you said?
Were you going to put a Gerber baby
in a pot? Oh, you better Google that. That's it. That's
real. In a pot.
Jeez, now you're just making stuff up.
Are you hinting towards having a new baby, Lloyd? Is that what you...
Oh, we got number three coming?
Don't you put that type of evil on me. Not around Valentine's Day.
Oh, man. But I love being here.
All you have to do is stop by these three locations. We're on the one on Hillfield Road. You just take that Hillfield exit and just come all the way around. We're just past Northridge High School, and then you see the location there on your right. Come by and hang out. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. You can go to jimmysflowers.com. They've got even a great Valentine's section on there on the website, so you can pick out exactly what you want, and you're good to go. And so, look, we've been hanging out here at Jimmy's Flowers for how long, Kurt? 20 years, it seems like. great dudes down here.
Yeah, they
Mike
are.
And the crew, they just do such a phenomenal job making sure that they're taking care of you on a huge, huge holiday.
Truly love these guys.
Yeah.
I love Mike, and getting to know Mike over the years, so gracious, incredible person, a great athlete, raised great athletes.
Yes, that's right.
And he took us back through his flower cutting shop area, and it is spectacular where they get the flowers from, how fresh they are, how gorgeous they are, how long they stay alive and vibrant.
That's the other, you know, that's a good point, because every time I've gotten flowers from Jimmy's Flowers, I bring them home, and then, like, they hang in there forever.
They do, man, because they're really fresh.
Yep.
Hey, can I, before we jump in, and we got a lot of things we're going to talk about, Pac-12 realignment, we'll hit that today. I've got a couple of thoughts on that. I'm really interested to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, I had a nice little tirade on it last week while you were gone.
Oh, did you?
And then, you know,
did you hear this most recent school that apparently Klyavkov is off to?
Yes.
Today?
Yeah.
So you heard that?
Yeah.
You incorporated that in your rant?
No. Mine was on the original school that all know is coming. And so I just went on a rant about, we'll get into it. But DJ and PK then had me, I got a call from Jake and said, hey, the guys want you to come on the air. And I'm like, okay, you know, Utah State had a big game that night or something. I didn't know what they wanted to talk about. And they tried to T-bone me. And they're like, they were really upset, and they wanted to confront me. And we had a really heated conversation about the value
of
San Diego State.
I need to know that conversation, because obviously DJ probably was the one trying to T-bone you. So.
Yeah, it was both of them. Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have that conversation. We're also going to get into Utah Jazz trade stuff and all this stuff. But can we have the three of us, me, you, and Lloyd?
Yes.
Can we have just a moment of complete honesty and a bit of vulnerability?
Well, that's what we do every day on the show.
So complete honesty.
That's every day. What are you talking about?
And a bit of vulnerability.
All right. Let's go.
So I was listening to Ben and Jake.
Yeah.
They ran down the all-star celebrity game rosters.
Okay.
When they were going through it, I was trying to list, okay, how many do I know? So I've got... And this is not a competition between the three of us. It's not a competition to know. It's just, I'm curious to know how many of these names you or Lloyd have ever even heard of.
Okay.
So I'm going to go down the list, and I've got it set up right here.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it here, too.
I'm going to keep track of this.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to say a name, and it's just a verbal yes or a verbal no from each of us.
All right.
Yes, meaning we've heard of this individual. No, meaning we have not.
Okay,
we'll start with Team Ryan. We'll go Kane Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Country music singer.
Yes. Cordae.
No.
No.
No. Diamond.
You know, this is where we got to have, like, ask an ex, too, honestly.
Have you guys heard of Cordae?
All right, you guys.
Oh, they both have.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you know what? How old are you?
Early 20s.
Early 20s. Probably same here.
Let's have one of these guys represent the what is it, the Xers?
We have a Generation X.
Okay, so all we need from you is just a verbal yes or no. You are representing Generation X.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Gen X. So you're saying yes on Cordae.
Who's Cordae, by the way?
He's a rapper.
Oh, he's a rapper.
That is correct.
All right.
Diamond DeShields.
No.
No.
I've heard of Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Is it Dustin Diamond?
No, it's not. It's Diamond DeShields.
So you're a no on that, too?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Lloyd, did I get...
No. And I should.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. So, Lloyd, you did not hear about...
Diamond. No, he does not know Diamond DeShields.
Okay. And really quick, Gen X, did you hear of Kane Brown?
Never.
Brown.
You don't know Kane Brown?
But he's a singer, right?
Yeah. Yes, but, yeah. This isn't about Google, and it's not. Nope. It's just, have you heard of this person?
Nope, not to this day.
Okay, so right now it's 1-1-1-1.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Calvin Johnson.
Absolutely. Megatron.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Gen X?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Marcos Mayan.
No.
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 Lloyd?
No.
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 Okay. The Miz.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Lloyd?
No.
No.
Who is The Miz?
He is a professional wrestler.
But he was a member of
Real World.
Real World.
That
Real
is
World.
Correct.
Okay.
But you've never heard of The Miz?
No, never. Okay.
Albert Pujols.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Lloyd, yes. Gen X?
No.
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 Okay. Right
Who
now,
is this?
Gen X is representing
Is he like ever
We're beating the
house?
Gen Xer.
I love it.
Thank you for being honest,
by the way. Of course.
Yeah. We'll go Everett Osborne.
Is that one of the kids on the
no.
Aussies kid?
Nope, it's not.
No, then no.
No.
Not at all.
Okay, not a single one of the Everett Osborne. Ozuna.
Yes, of course, of course.
I've heard the name, but I don't even have any idea what they sing.
I'm a big no on that one.
Lloyd, it's not Okozuna. It's Ozuna.
I've heard the name, but I don't know what they sing.
Okay.
You want to know what's ironic, though? He's going to be playing, but he's 5'1", 5'2".
Ozuna?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
And he's a rapper?
He's a Latin American singer, reggaeton artist.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Guillermo Rodriguez.
Is that from...
Yes.
Yes.
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Lloyd, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Gen Xer, yes. All right. Seneca Walls.
Seneca Wallace?
Seneca.
The quarterback?
Seneca Walls. Nope.
Then no.
Or Sinqua Walls. Sinqua Walls. Not Seneca Wallace. Just Sinqua Walls.
Ring a bell?
No.
Nope.
So, Scott, no. Lloyd, Sinqua Wall?
Nope.
And Gen X, no?
Nope.
Okay. Now we'll move to Team Dwayne. Nikki Jam.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Of course, yes.
X is making us feel bad.
Tell me a little bit about Nikki Jam.
Another Latin American singer.
Okay.
Also a reggaeton artist.
Nice. Lloyd, Nikki Jam.
No.
Scotty?
No.
Jesser.
No.
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 Simu Liu.
No.
Yes.
What? From what?
He's an actor. I think he was in a new Disney movie.
Simu Liu. And Lloyd,
no.
You said no?
No, not on Simu Liu.
Scotty, you and I are the exact same so far.
Yeah.
Lloyd is just one back. Hassan Minha.
Minhaj?
Yes, sorry.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a no on that one.
No.
Yeah.
But thanks for the clarification
of course.
There.
He's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
But like a new comedian.
All right. DK Metcalf.
Yes.
Yes.
What? Who is that?
Lloyd?
Yes.
He's a wide receiver for the Seahawks.
Okay.
Okay, so no on the Gen Xer with the DK Metcalf. Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she's a singer. And then she was also in that Glass Onion movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gen X?
Yes.
Lloyd?
Nope.
Hans, no.
Did you watch that Glass Onion? Lloyd?
No, I didn't.
You'd like that, actually. It's a good movie.
Arike Ogunbowale.
No.
Nope. Lloyd?
Nope.
No. Gen X? No. 21 Savage.
Yes.
Huh? Yes? Yes from a Gen X?
I think so. For Gen X, for us, I think he'd be the most famous person on here.
21 Savage?
Mm-hmm.
The number, by the way, 21.
21.
And then Savage.
Lloyd, not Savage Garden.
No.
Ooh, I want
no.
you.
No.
Scott, yeah, 21 makes, Savage?
Nope, nope.
Me neither. Ranveer Singh.
Hard pass on that one.
Nope, nope, nope. Lloyd?
Nope.
Okay, Francis Tiafoe.
Yes.
William Dafoe?
Not William Dafoe. Francis Tiafoe. Lloyd, are you being serious?
Tennis player.
Okay.
Wow.
Gen X?
Mm-mm.
No. Hans? No. Scott?
Nope.
No. And last one, Alex Toussaint.
No.
No for me?
No for me.
And Lloyd?
No. No.
Gen Xer's got it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Gen Xer's got it. Gen X got 8. Scotty, you knew 7.
Alex Toussaint is a cycling instructor for Peloton. You got like a cycling instructor? Why is this guy playing in this game?
What do you mean he's a cycling instructor?
He's a cycling instructor.
So why isn't Frank Dolce a part of it?
Yes, I'm with you on that.
We're going with cycling instructor.
Well, jeez. I'm going to get all willy-nilly with it. Why is he not? Yeah.
Frank Dolce is a cycling instructor. I ended up with six, and Lloyd had six. So, Lloyd, you and I tied for dead last.
I'm not dead last?
No, you had seven.
Oh.
The Gen X had one more than you.
Wow.
Here's what got us. We did not know a single of the rapping artists. Where we were able to keep up with the Gen Xers is
the athletes.
Yeah, the old school athletes. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on and making us look old and stupid.
Always love being on with a Gen Xer. So that's your NBA All-Star celebrity basketball teams.
I am glued to the TV for this one.
Okay. I would argue the most famous person of it is probably Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Who is going to be the head coach of Dwayne Wade's team. And the second most famous would probably be Calvin Johnson, isn't it?
Well, I mean, a lot of people love their wrestling. It might be The Miz.
People do love the wrestling. Gen Xers say
yeah, I'm mad that I did not know that one.
You didn't know The Miz?
No, I did not know The Miz. But, I've gotten out of wrestling a little bit, so.
But you were a big fan of Real World, right?
So-so, but I still don't remember The Miz. I must have not, that might have been when I saw my way out.
21 Savage.
Anyways.
So there you go. By the way, Shea Ben Abraham Joseph, otherwise known as
21 Savage.
21 Savage.
See, if they would have just given me that name, I
would have been like, oh, that guy. Yeah, absolutely.
So 21 Savage is only 5 foot? Osuna. Okay. So it's going to be rapping artists and a couple of former wide receivers versus each other.
Yes. Sounds fascinating.
Throwing one country singer in there.
I remember, was this the one where, was it the All-Star game where they used to have like the MTV Rock'em Sock'em?
Yes, I remember the Rock'em Sock'em.
Dan Cortez trying to shoot a 40-point bucket or something like that?
Dan Cortez, I do
absolutely
remember that.
See, that's what we need, is the 20-point bucket or whatever that thing was.
And Cortez airballed it.
Yes.
A few times. But I loved those circles that were just off the half.
Yeah.
At the half-court line, maybe, 5 feet off the half-court line, and you could hoist it up.
See, that's what we need to have come back. And all those old people to come back.
You know what we need to come back?
I need, one of the guys from Belle Biv DeVoe to be back.
This is what we need to come back, the 90s. That's what we need to come back.
Yes.
Let's have the 90s come back.
Greatest decade of all time.
I'm telling you, Lloyd Scott and
myself.
Remember
when Vern Troyer was playing in it? No, I'm serious. Don't you remember?
No, he did not.
I'm pretty sure he did. No, I'm serious.
Vern Troyer never played in the All-Star
I think you need
game.
To Google it. I'm pretty sure he did.
There's not a chance.
Why not?
Well,
because he's...
The basketball's bigger than him.
I'm pretty sure. I think you need to Google it because I'm pretty sure he did.
For those of you that don't know who Vern Troyer is, he was Mini-Me off of Austin Powers. And probably the best part of Austin Powers. Secondly, most famous for urinating off of his hover round during a series on MTV.
It's going to be my new lock screen on my phone.
What was the series that they were on? Help, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something?
Yeah, My Celebrity Life or something like that. When that model and Peter Brady became a couple.
So they had this girl that won America's Top Model. And she's like, hey, for our first night here together, how about we all eat sushi off my body?
Okay, yeah.
And it was like, what in the heck? And then she got mad at Vern because Vern was a weirdo. That was a crazy show.
All right, hands with Scotty, 97.5. Did we call him Gen X the whole time? Did we call you Gen X? We did, didn't we?
We're Gen Zers.
We're Gen X.
They're Zers.
Yeah.
Dang it. I always get those two mixed up.
Everybody yelling at us. We get our generations mixed up.
Gen Z beat Gen X.
Yes. All right, let's get to it. Starting lineup, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Let's get to it.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Starting lineup right now, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, as we are live here at Jimmy's Flowers. Love for you to come by and hang out with us. But Hans, the Pac-12 is going to be down to 10, but might be back up to 12 here very quickly.
So tell me a little bit about what happened with DJ PK.
So, and Lloyd, you might have to help me. There was a guy that comes on our station quite frequently who wrote a story, and I forget who it was, but it was a San Diego State puff piece about, like, it's a, use the word,
oh,
like a...
Yes, I saw that. That was right before I left.
It was a Dennis Dodd, and which is fine. We love Dennis, and I'm not ripping on Dennis, but sometimes, you know, there might have been a phone call. Hey, come out and stay at Hotel Del Coronado, and let's give you a tour of the facilities.
And I love you, brother. You know that hotel's got my heart.
I know, and then Dennis puts out this piece about, like, the San Diego State is ready. They're a surging program, and they deserve this, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, they don't deserve any of this.
The beer brewer was in his pocket, I think.
Here's what San Diego State has going for them. They play football, and they're in San Diego.
And they have a new stadium.
And they have a new stadium, but nobody goes to the
stadium.
With
32,000 seats.
And an attendance of about 18,000 a game last year.
The opportunity to boost it to 55,000.
But at the end of the day, nobody goes. Nobody cares about San Diego State in San Diego.
And I don't think anybody will.
And basketball is great, but this isn't a basketball move. Look, Brian Dutcher's got a tremendous basketball program. They're going to be at Utah State tonight. It's going to be an awesome game. Place is going to be hopping. But you don't make this move for basketball. This is not a basketball move. This is a football move. And San Diego State brings nothing to the table outside of a... And let's just call it what it is. They're in Southern California. They're in San Diego. And it's a nice place to go to. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is for San Diego. There's nothing more that San Diego brings to the table outside of a recruiting hotbed for everybody else in the conference to go to. And a nice place for you to hold your winter meetings.
I would really agree with that. And I,
which is great. Good for you.
Everybody is excited to jump into that market. Now, it is maybe some fertile recruiting ground, and maybe coaches would love to go down there and recruit. And there are good football players down in that part of the state. No question about it. But you're talking about jumping into that market saying, well, we're getting that market. Nobody in the market cares.
Yeah.
The viewers don't care. Nobody really cares. So, yeah, you can grab the market, but when you're trying to highlight a Utah versus San Diego State Pac-12 matchup, that is doing nothing. Utah will grab the bulk of those viewers.
Yep.
San Diego is going to ride the coattails of anybody else that they play against because nobody cares from San Diego about San Diego State.
Yes.
I've been to Petco Park twice to watch the Padres. Love the park.
Love it.
Love the location.
Great place.
I watched them play the Rangers, and I watched them play the Mariners. And I loved my time. But even Petco Park was probably 28% full. The two times that I was there, probably averaged 35% full, somewhere in there. It just wasn't. I was able to get tickets for $15, and I was behind third base.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the history is with attendance. I'm going off of my experience at Petco Park. It is perfectly placed. It is beautiful. It has great food. It's got everything. And I know Major League Baseball goes through these waves.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that place is so far past so many things in regards to sports. And the thought of San Diego State in the Pac-12, I don't even like the thought of it. I don't like the thought of SMU in the Pac-12.
Yeah. I mean, if we go our hierarchy of teams in Texas, where does SMU rank?
It's eighth.
If not lower.
Off my hip.
Yeah.
Maybe lower, but I would throw it off my hip at eighth.
But I was just, Utah State just played a bowl game there. I was just at that stadium. And it is right in the heart of Dallas. Like, it's a phenomenal location right in Dallas. And so that shows you what the Pac-12 and what their coaches want. I mean, Kyle Whittingham's been pretty honest about he was in favor of San Diego State because he wants to be able to recruit Southern California. He loses UCLA and USC, but now he can tell his kids, hey, no, we'll be back there every other year. We're playing a game in San Diego. So it's all good. We'll get you home. We'll get you taken care of. Same thing with Dallas. That's a fertile recruiting ground right in the middle of DFW. That is exactly where they need to be.
But I kind of feel like those teams need the Pac-12 to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Not that the Pac-12 needs those teams to grow.
Yep.
And maybe that's how people looked at the addition of Utah and Colorado years ago. It might be. But we were just on the receiving end of something great. Our state was getting a beautiful gift as we advanced into major college football. Maybe people looked at it and said, really, Utah? Oh, that's real lovely. Now look who the bell cow of the Pac-12 is.
Yep.
It's the University of Utah. So maybe San Diego State and SMU, maybe they circle the wagons. Maybe they figure some things out, and they become a great addition. But this early just response to what I've seen, really nice report from Brett McMurphy. I think Brett McMurphy was the first to come out with the SMU meeting between Kleofkoff and SMU that's going on today. The initial response for me is I don't like it.
No, I don't either. But according to Brett McMurphy and others, the Pac-12 needs those markets to secure their new television contract. And that they need those markets to get the value to get to the number that they need to be at, which makes no sense to me, but here we are. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Nate joins us now as we are live here at Jimmy's Flowers. Nate, how are you?
What's up, Nate?
What's up?
How are you, man?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Long time no see. How you been?
Good.
Yeah?
It's been a year, right?
Oh, it's been a real year. It's been a real year. We're happy to be back
here. You guys aren't busy at all right now, are you?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Just, you know, just walking around doing nothing much. So
got time for casual conversation for anybody that wants to stop by the flower shop and check in on things. I want to talk about a couple of things, and I know Scotty's got a couple of things. First of all, Nate, we just went over this. Scotty and I have had bouquets from Jimmy's Flowers. They seem to last a long time. What is it about Jimmy's Flowers that make it a kind of an everlasting flower?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really separates us from other places is we buy our flowers directly from the farms in other countries. So we're not going through a third person. It's coming directly to us straight from the farms. And so the life of the flowers is a lot longer than it would be if it went through a third party. So,
you know, the other thing is there might be a newlywed couple or might be a high school kid trying to impress his girlfriend, or there may be a guy that has, you know, hundreds of dollars to spend. You've got whatever somebody comes in with, you can customize something, whatever budget they're working with.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we try and come up with 15 to 18 different bouquets and have, you know, some in every price range. So, you know, we're hoping that we have a style and a price that fits everyone's budget. So
can you pretty much get your hands on any flower? If for the most part, are there some that might be exotic, but for the most part, when somebody comes in and says, hey, my wife really loves whatever, a lilac or a tulip or a rose or something, you have most of those?
Yeah, I mean, tulips we definitely have. There are certain flowers that are seasonal, so they're just non-existent at the moment.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that we can't get, but the science and everything behind flowers is making it so different, more varieties of flowers that were only available for short times of the year are now becoming available throughout most of the year. Like tulips are available most of the year, even though here in Utah we only see them in the spring. So,
you got delivery options as well too.
Yes, we do. So you can pick up in store, or we'll deliver it for you. You know, if you're busy, Valentine's is on a Tuesday, right? So, if you're at work and you can't make it to pick it up, we can definitely deliver it for you.
I also want to remind people, you've got so many different specialty gifts that you can pick up here that are unique to Jimmy's Flowers, including these chocolates. Last time I was in here, Jimmy loaded me up with chocolates. I ended up eating 10 or 15 of them. But yeah. Delicious handmade cream chocolates that are incredible. You throw those in with a bouquet and a beautiful, you have these cute different stuffed bears and throw a card on it. Make it special for your loved one, man. This is the way to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
All you have to do is go to jimmysflowers.com and check out the great selection there. You can order online. But remember, there's so many great locations in Ogden, 2735 South Washington Boulevard. We are here in Layton at 2840 North Hillfield Road. And then also in Bountiful, great location down there. That's my jam right there. Nate, when I'm in a jam, it's that Bountiful location, 470 South Main Street. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
I think a great barbershop talk is going to happen forever and ever, but I can't take nobody over me.
There's LeBron after he sets the record. He's now scored more points than anybody in NBA history. Is he the GOAT?
I don't think that it can be settled, but I don't think that there's anybody better than LeBron James. His most impressive accomplishments are being done right now, literally as we speak.
That at this age, he's still got this much in the tank, because you start comparing it to other guys and what they were doing in their late 30s, and it's a super short list of people who come near this.
Right, and the amount of commitment that he has to have is just incredible. 38 years of age, man. Come on. He's absolutely awesome.
Catch DJ and PK, mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Chevrolet. Proudly serving Utah since 1926. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right. Yeah.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Show.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, make sure to join Unrivaled. They'll be at the Utah Boat Show and Water Sports Expo at the Mountain America Expo Center, the best place to find anything related to boating.
I'm going to ask you a very controversial question.
Ooh, I like it. Let's go.
Is there any part of the Pac-12 that is regretting not inviting BYU?
Well, if you're inviting SMU, I would say
Southern Methodist.
Although I think that they've tried to distance themselves from the religious affiliation. I was told many times when I was down there, it's not Southern Methodist University, it's SMU.
That's right. I've actually heard that.
They're very, very keen on saying that. But I think that BYU would be a much better fit than SMU, although, you know, I understand the recruiting element to all of that and wanting to get into Texas and the value of that. But if you're looking at a team that gets more eyeballs, that is a, you know, far better product overall. You know, for the most part, I would say BYU would be a much better fit. Geography, it makes sense. All of that.
Seems like it would generate more interest bringing in a partner for Utah. Even though, you know, they've been trying to generate as much as they can, generate some rivalry between Utah and Colorado. But Utah and USC was starting to build some interest. I think probably locally, maybe not for Southern California, but I've got to imagine the Pac-12 looks at it and thinks, oh, man, I think we might have missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
And maybe they are still just a bit religiously bigoted. Maybe they don't want to include that specific religion. Maybe it's just so much against what they're trying to portray or project that it was of no interest to them, but it sure feels like it would have been a better fit.
I certainly think so. I think it makes more sense. I think it gets you more relevant. I don't know if the central time zone is really that important. You've made a good, carved out a nice living for yourself without it. I don't understand why that would be overly that important, but here's the thing. I am not of the belief that this isn't being done because Brett Yormark in the Big 12 isn't trying to have those same kind of conversations with San Diego State and with SMU to try to undercut the Pac-12. Like, I think that this, all of a sudden, this sense of urgency might be because Brett Yormark and the Big 12 might be like, hey, You know, what else can we do to cause problems for the Pac-12?
Well, there were very obvious undertones when you and I were at Pac-12 Media Day coming from George Kliavkov, where he talked about taking shots, and you could see that there was a lot of, not animosity, not really anger, but vigor, maybe aggression.
I think
towards the Big 12.
I think a slight element of anger.
And maybe a bit of anger. And when I was in the elevator with him and then got in the lunch line with him, I was next to him for a good 5 to 8 minutes just kind of shooting the bull. And I picked up on heavy tones of kind of a high excessive energy and some animosity.
Yeah.
Coming from him in regards to the Big 12, and because he was aggressive when he was up on the mic for the very first time. He was very aggressive. He made it very well known where he stood and how he felt. And so I think you're absolutely, I think there is a nice little rivalry going on between the Big 12 and the Pac-12, just trying to make sure that they stabilize their footprint and that they try to, they attempt to have the better product. I do think that both of these leagues are going to exist and exist well, even without USC and UCLA, because you still have Washington, you still have Oregon, you still have Utah, and you still have Arizona State, you still have Stanford. You still have a good, solid base to stand on, but you do need SMU, and you do need San Diego State to catch up quickly.
Yeah.
TCU caught up quickly, and they got themselves to a championship game in the Big 12. Utah caught up quickly, and they've won back-to-back to Pac-12 championships. You need SMU and San Diego State to get competitive and get good, and you need it quick if they are taken into the Pac-12.
Yeah. They got to be able to hold their own. And I don't anticipate that happening, honestly. I just don't think there's a lot of support there in San Diego for those teams. And SMU, I haven't gone back. I don't know what their attendance looks like. But, Hans, a year ago, Utah State's playing San Diego State in a Mountain West Conference championship game. And the rules still apply. There's not a neutral site for the Mountain West Conference championship game. It goes to the higher-seeded or the team with the best record, gets to host the Mountain West Conference championship game. Now, I know they were still building their new stadium, and so the stadium is a little bit further north, a little bit outside of L.A., but I was at that game in which Utah State plays San Diego State, and there were just about as many Utah State fans there as there were San Diego State fans. It was a Mountain West Conference championship game. They were ranked. They had just beaten Utah. I mean, they were having a spectacular season, and nobody was there in that stadium.
Okay, let's just – I want to, as much as we can, get away from the sarcasm and the guessing, as much as we can. When you tell me you feel like there were as many Utah State fans as San Diego State – all sarcasm aside,
I would say it was probably 60-40 in that game, San Diego State.
And I can't remember, where did you say they played?
It was played in the where the LA Galaxy play.
Okay,
soccer,
that's right.
Stadium.
That was a soccer stadium.
Yeah.
Was it full?
No, not even close to being full. It was empty.
So a Mountain West Conference championship game.
Yes.
Just outside of San Diego.
And again, I'll give you that. It was not in San Diego. It was up north in L.A., and I understand, you know, but this is – your team's playing for a championship. This isn't just a regular season game.
So another angle of this conversation is sometimes it takes an actor to get a break in a good, sizable movie. And that actor does a really good job in whatever role. And they pin an Oscar on that actor. And all of a sudden, that actor is sought after and recognizable and beloved. Can that happen with San Diego State? You hang a Pac-12 logo on them.
Sure.
And can San Diego State and the surrounding sports fans say, oh, wow, we've got a Pac-12 team here?
100% it can. 100% it can. Do I have confidence that it can? No. But you're right. Sometimes it's, you know, chicken or an egg. You know, does Utah had great fan support. They had the 04, the 08 season. They were coming into the Pac-12 with a ton of momentum. Right? They'd already built it up, and they were rolling going into the Pac-12, right?
Yep.
They had great fan support. Everything was cooking for them. It took them a little bit of an adjustment period, but, man, they kept it rolling, and they end up winning back-to-back championships. Sometimes it might be the other way around. Sometimes the Pac-12 might be the boost that it takes for San Diego State. Maybe these kids that usually leave San Diego and go play for other schools say, okay, you were in the Pac-12, I'll stay here. I'll play for my hometown school.
Play Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Utah, Colorado.
And then you start winning games and the fans come. So you're right. It might be the jumpstart it needs, but...
Doesn't feel that way.
I'm not buying it.
I guess that's what my hope is, that San Diego State gets a nice boost. If this does happen, that San Diego State gets a nice boost and they can all be good partners and hold up their end of the bargain. But right now I feel like SMU and San Diego State is they're basically a Klingon. And I'm not talking about some Star Trek. No.
What? Basically a Klingon?
Misa, no. Jar Jar Binks.
No. I'm not, no. Jar Jar was not a Klingon.
Oh, Misa, Jar Jar Binks.
I think that Jar Jar Binks was a bunion.
Like the thing on your foot?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But they're a Klingon, man. They're a
clinger on.
A leech.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, things I never thought I'd hear on this show. A reference to the Klingons.
They're a parasite.
They're a parasite.
Yeah.
A dingle, or well.
A what?
A hanger on.
I like it. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Take a quick break, come back. What you may have missed right ahead, right here on the Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
He is Coach Tim Lacombe. Ben came up with a theory earlier today, Coach, that the Jazz will win and lose based on Walker Kessler's performance. What do you think about that take?
Totally fair. And it's more than just like him getting rebounds and scoring baskets. Like, there's so much to what he does. You know, the ball screen defense and him getting more proficient with where to be and when to be there. You know, all those things. And then he is an absolute phenom at thwarting shots at the rim when he's great. So I think that's totally fair. I will also add, I think this is a good three-point shooting team, and I think they get great looks. So I'd almost throw that in there, too, as almost a caveat as well. This team shoots the ball where they're hard to beat, and then you get Walker playing at the level he does around the rim, making things difficult, and then doing a better job of shoring up his ball screen, understanding and defense. Yeah, the sky's the limit for him, no doubt.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. For the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies,
yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 The Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, 12:54. Hope you're all having a tremendous Wednesday. We are having a great one up here at Jimmy's Flowers. Life is good.
Life is really good, and I'm excited about the All-Star events. Lou Diamond Phillips going to be playing in the celebrity game with Neil Diamond and Diamond Dallas Page.
Emilio Estevez.
Who did you just say?
Lou Diamond? Phillips. There was a diamond in there.
A Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
Who is the Neil Diamond's the most famous diamond.
Yeah.
Oh, diamond I don't Dallas know Page. About that. Diamond Lloyd, Dallas Page is pretty big.
Lloyd, even if it's not, just don't. Let me stay in a good mood.
Let it go, Lloyd.
Let me just believe that Neil Diamond's the most famous diamond of all time. But there's some other good diamonds out there.
Diamond Rio.
Dustin Diamond's probably second.
That's an old-school country band there, Lloyd. Nice pull.
All-Star Games coming up. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we went through the celebrity game rosters, and yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not quite sure if that's the who's who. But that's us. Just us, though. Like, we're old. That's not who they're.
Right.
But our Gen Zs didn't know a lot of who they were either.
What is the demo they're looking for? Is it younger than a Gen Z?
Well... Yeah, maybe.
Might be, huh? Might be. Scotty, what'd you think about LeBron James?
It was a big moment last night, and like those kind of records just don't. I mean, look, it's 39 years since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said that thing. It's a big deal, and I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of really. You know, they're on both ends of the spectrum when it comes to LeBron James, and I totally get that. But you got to pull out all this stuff that you think about him and everything else that you have opinion-wise on who he is as a person and what he stands for and all that other stuff, and just realize that this man is still averaging, you know, over 30 points a game at 38 years old, playing at an extremely high level, and now is your all-time leading scorer in NBA history. That is a remarkable accomplishment. I don't care what you think about him. I think it should be celebrated. I think it's really cool, and congratulations to him.
So a couple of things about this record that he just broke. As Scotty mentioned, it was set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back in 1984. He actually took those honors from Wilt Chamberlain.
Yep.
Back in 1984. It was set at 38,387 points. LeBron James needed 36 points going into that game last night. He ended up getting, I think, 38 in it, if I'm not mistaken, Scotty. And he breaks that record. He did it in 1,410 NBA games. 1,410 NBA games, which blew me away that that's 150 games fewer than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it in. I didn't realize that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played that long.
Yes.
Was he still playing when he was in Airplane?
Yes. And he was still playing years after he set that record. Remember, he was still with the Lakers in like 86, 87, I want to say.
He went that long, huh?
Oh, I got to look at his last season. But, I mean, Kareem played until the 88-89 season when he was 41 years old.
Wow. That is hard to believe. So LeBron James will continue to distance himself. I'm sure that he's got more years and he's got more points. I will go back to probably 4 or 5 years ago, Scotty. You remember you and I talked about, will LeBron pass Kareem?
Yes.
About 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We crunched the numbers and we said he's going to have to average 27, I think it was, points per game from that point through. And here he is averaging 30 points a game as he now blows past the record. So I think he's got a lot of time left to do it. Now, he broke the record in a losing performance and in good, bad, and ugly.
Oh, could we please talk about the fact that he sets the record and then goes on to lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yep. Yeah, in fact, the Lakers are 2-4 in their last six.
Oh, I love it.
The Lakers cannot find a win right now. And I know Oklahoma City's a little bit better because of Shai Gilgeous, but they are not a team that should be beating the Los Angeles Lakers when it's must-win basketball. Because the Lakers are creeping up on some must-win basketball right now. They've got to start winning these games to get LeBron into the postseason.
Yep.
And they're just not winning them. And we are going to have a topic in the bad that people are going to want to stay around for, because there are some things that happened last night in that record-setting performance that I think it's going to be upsetting across the board.
The body language on that team is really bad.
Oh, it's horrible.
Really bad.
Last thing I wanted to mention in regards to the record that was set, they've already attached a worth to the jersey he was wearing when they broke the record, or when he broke the record. Would you like to take a guess at it?
$600,000.
North.
Really? Is it breaking a million?
North. Just over $3
million. No kidding. Wow.
The second he broke that record, that jersey became worth $3-plus million.
Tell me some rookie on the other team tried to swap jerseys.
Didn't somebody try to do that with Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Some no-namer.
And Tom's like, yeah, I'm going to hang on to this one, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate the guts to try to come out here and swap jerseys with me, but I'm going to hold on to this one.
I'm telling you, if I'd have been on an Oklahoma City team, I'd have just taking a shot at it. I mean, like
shoot your trigger shot.
Like, yeah, I'll just hold that jersey for you.
And I'd have my jersey off, and I'd have it already signed to be like,
you want this?
Oh, I've already worked so hard at this.
Oh, man.
You're going to be a jerk?
Okay, that's how you're going to be, LeBron, I guess. All right, 1 o'clock straight up. Nate's hanging out with us. We're live here at Jimmy's Flowers. Let's go, folks. It's Valentine's Day. It's coming up. And let's just be honest here. If somebody... what's the time frame that somebody needs to really get their order in to make sure that they get the best selection, their insured delivery, or, you know, the prime pickup Like, how early do they need to get that order in?
I would say by the end of the week for sure. We're typically the our Valentine's. We call them our Valentine's arrangements for the week. We're typically sold out of those by Valentine's Day. So we're trying to make up things that day for people to buy. But if anything on our website, if you want one of those, you got to place it as soon as possible for sure.
But if somebody called in today, it's full service.
Oh yeah,
you got them. Yeah. You get this taken care of.
Yes.
So call in today and take advantage of these incredible bouquets and some of these incredible gifts. You walk into Jimmy's Flowers, and it just feels Valentine's in here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It just feels like Valentine's. It feels it's full of love, and it's full of all the things that you know your significant other is going to love. So you can come down, and you can check this out, or you can just call Nate or some of the other great people here at Jimmy's Flowers, and they'll take your order. What do you like when somebody calls in? Do you like when somebody calls in with the specifics, or do you like when somebody calls in and says, what do you suggest? How many people do call in and say, what do you suggest?
A fair amount, actually. I would say it kind of depends. I think, you know, we have a lot of great designers, and they're professionally trained. They go through a training period of about 2 months or so, almost 3 months. So they're very skilled, and they see the flowers every day, and they know, you know, what goes well together. So I personally would trust them to just make something for me. If I just told them, hey, I'm looking for this color, you know, or these specific colors, and just let them do their thing. They do a great job.
And there's probably some guys that say, hey, look, I got $100.
Yeah.
Just knock it out of the park for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or easy. Something along those lines. And you can do that as well.
Yes, for sure. Yep.
It's really a no-brainer, folks. Go to jimmysflowers.com. You can go on the website, or you can stop in any of the locations. Ogden, 2735 South Washington Boulevard. In Bountiful, 470 South Main Street. Hans and I are here. Layton, 2840 North Hillfield Road. We got some Jazz gear available. You want to come by and snag some of that? We'll hook you up some goodies as well. It's all here at Jimmy's Flowers in Layton, 2840 North Hillfield Road on 97.5, the KSL Sports.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.